it is not the first time we are planning this. It is already the 11th consecutive year that we invite all our members worldwide, not our own Pax Christi members, but also broader than that, worldwide, to email, if possible in English, prayers and wishes for Advent and Christmas in Bethlehem 2010, because of the situation still going on of isolation of the Christians in Bethlehem in particular. So we invited all our members to do that, if possible in English, but we provided also a letter of invitation in 8 different languages, including French, German, Italian, Portuguese, Dutch, and even Japanese, to make use of and to send indeed a very brief but a very hopeful and very warm message to our friends in Bethlehem. And there are our partners, there are different partners working with all these prayers and wishes. They make use of it in on different occasions. Not only they will put on the website and will be available for everybody who looks at the website of the Arabic Educational Institute especially, but also these messages and prayers will be used on different occasions in an educational context, especially with youngsters, with women, with interfaith meetings in Bethlehem. And so it is a very educational and a very hopeful project. And we hope that, just as in the past, hundreds or even thousands of messages will come from all over the world to send to Bethlehem and to support especially the Christians on that occasion.
You're asking people also to contribute suggestions of, you know, initiatives, but also how this how peace can be encouraged in the Holy
that
Land.
That is true, because hope remains a key word in the life of the citizens of Bethlehem. But at the same time, people over there, they need more creativity, and they need support, and they need proposals for more non-violent avenues. More non-violent avenues that can lead to peace and justice for both the peoples, Israeli and Palestinians. And that need for creativity on non-violent, active non-violence is certainly needed. And so, yeah, these messages can include ideas, proposals based on active non-violence in the context also of the gospel and of the Catholic social teaching. That can be very inspiring for our local friends over there indeed.
Now, we've heard that about the peace talks, but we're getting mixed signals from both sides about their commitment to really seeking peace. Plus, instead of bringing walls down, Israel has begun construction on a new security barrier along the border with Egypt, aimed at keeping out Islamic militants and migrants. With these contrasting messages, what are we supposed to be thinking?
Yeah, it is indeed a very contrasting situation. Partly there are contacts among the governmental representatives of both sides to search for avenues for further peace talks, but the results are not very visible so far. And at the same time, on the ground, it is very clear that, and you gave the example of the fence between Israel and Egypt, that's not very hopeful. And in fact, if you look at a longer-term solution, like, for instance, the two-state solution, many objective observers, I think, even supporters of Israel, believe that the two-state solution is no longer viable. And they say, how can a Palestinian state be created where there are so many settlements and bypass roads, exactly in the place it is supposed to exist? So they add that the situation is getting worse, and the refusal to freeze all settlement building, especially in Jerusalem, means no Palestinian state will be possible. So that is indeed the reality on the ground, and that's not very hopeful.
Also, we've heard that Israel's parliament passed a bill that would make it very difficult for any Israeli government to make territorial concessions without the support of the public in a public referendum. How might such a referendum affect Israeli peace negotiations with, say, Syria, Lebanon, and not to mention the Palestinians?
Well, I do not see functioning that type of referendum. I think the Israeli government just need the necessary courage, political courage, to make good decisions in the context of negotiations with the Palestinian leadership. I think it has to go via negotiations, otherwise a solution will not be possible.
Now, Pax Christi launched this prayer initiative over the Christmas holidays back in the year 2000, as you said before.
Yeah.
What feedback have you received to your past prayer campaigns?
The good thing is, in fact, that this is a very, what you can call a very low-level action possibility. You just need a computer, of course, and an email address, etc. But that means that many individuals worldwide, many parishes, many religious communities, many Christian organizations and many others, they have the possibility to send in that message in a very simple way. That is the strength of this type of initiative. And in the past, we received many, many times good feedback in the sense that people were very happy that they could express themselves. It is also a way of expressing themselves. Individuals or even parishes and communities, they cannot make a difference in Israel-Palestine. That needs to be done by the politicians. But at least the solidarity between Christians from all over the world with our Christian friends in the Holy Land, that type of solidarity needs to be expressed. And I think this action can make a good effort in our relationship and in networking also with our friends over there.
I can think of no more beautiful, special place to spend Christmas than in Bethlehem. And, you know, we have seen pilgrimages to the Holy Land increase, especially over this past year, 2010. More and more people are going to the Holy Land. However, if you speak to Christians there, local Christians, they'll tell you that they sometimes feel forgotten by the Christians in the West. How important is it for pilgrims to the Holy Land that they actually meet the local Christian community?
That is indeed a very important aspect. The situation is that pilgrimages, mostly they just stay for a couple of hours in Bethlehem, but no longer. And so from an economical point of view, that doesn't make a difference over there. What we have been doing the last couple of years is the initiative of peace pilgrimages. And this year, our Italians, our Germans, the Austrians, the Dutch, the Flemish, the British Pax Christi members, they went for peace pilgrimages, which is in fact also partly the traditional pilgrimage concerning the religious, visiting the religious sites and religious inspiration, etc. But at the same time, they have also contacts with people on both sides, working and active on human rights, on peace building, on conflict transformation. And I think the Christians over there, they need that type of contacts as well. They need to be part of the global world and not to be forgotten. And that's why I think pilgrimages in general, but especially peace pilgrimages, are so crucial for the people over there. And we only want to continue to support that idea.
And thanks there to Father Paul Lansu, Senior Policy Advisor at the International Secretariat of Pax Christi. Well, you can send your Christmas message of peace to the Christians in the Holy Land to the Arab Educational Institute at the following email address, info@aeicenter.org. This initiative is internationally supported by the Palestine-Israel Ecumenical Forum of the World Council of Churches, the International Fellowship of Reconciliation, Church and Peace, the Presidency of the Conference of European Justice and Peace Commissions, and the Commission for Justice, Peace, and Integrity of Creation of USGUISG Secretariat.